Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour 2 of The Money Line with Donnie Wrightside and Scott Wetzel starts now on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
All right, back at it here. Hour number 2, just getting underway here, having some fun. We will talk shortly about the Padres and the Dodgers, but first, we're going to get JP's play here on Saturday. So an early game. Now, during the break, sometimes we have a little bit of chit-chat, and I'm actually going to go Kansas-Oklahoma to the under. That's where I'm going, Scott. Where are you going?
Wow, Kansas-Oklahoma under.
I'm switching it. I'm switching it.
It really is. I must say, I'm going to stick with, I think I got an under, too. I'll stick with that Penn State-Michigan under 51.5. Just something stinks about that. Should be a good game, low-scoring game. And I think JP's a Midwest guy, so let's go under there.
Yeah, how about that? Michigan 6.5 here at FanDuel, 7s across the board elsewhere. JP, it's Saturday, it's college football, it's an early game. Where are you going?
Man, Scott really gets on the show and he never misses. That's my play.
Oh my goodness, my goodness.
That's amazing.
Just reads them right out. Just reads them right out there. So we got the under that we're taking here in Penn State, Michigan. We'll see if that one adds up. By the way, love the fact that that game kicks right off at noon, too. Give you a nice big-time football game in the afternoon. Any thoughts on that game, by the way, Scott? Penn State, Michigan, sidewise?
I do like Michigan. I like the under, too. But I don't bet very many college football under, so I probably won't this one, but it does kind of jump at me. But I think Michigan at home will get the job done. I'm not in love with the quarterback for Penn State. I think he stinks. So in a big-time spot, I think Michigan's been waiting. You know, haven't really played any great competition, struggled a little bit last week, but then they had the head coach, you know, collapse on the sideline, so I'm going to give him a pass for that. And they still ended up winning by 3 TDs. So give me Michigan at home laying less than a touchdown.
There you go. Big time. That's going to have a nice little let's just say if Michigan does win that game, that is going to set up for hopefully Ohio State-Michigan at the end of the season for a lot of chips on the table, and that's always fun to try to watch that play out. Well, Major League Baseball does have a second game today, 8:37 start, but before that, the Phillies and the Atlanta Braves are going to take the field. Now, latest weather reports I'm getting here, rain moving into Atlanta, and it looks like it's going to rain throughout the afternoon, so it looks like they might be pushing back the starting time here because there is a window once that first wave, I guess, comes through. There's a few hours that they can play with, so maybe we might be looking at a true side-by-side doubleheader, which is always what the networks try to avoid, but looks like that might be unavoidable tonight. Now, 9:33, 9:34, first pitch, 8:37, it's L.A., it's not raining out there. Darvish versus Kershaw. This line opened up around a $2 favorite here for the Dodgers. It is a little bit lower. FanDuel's showing at a -188, 7.5s as a total is where they opened up at FanDuel. That now sits at a 7. Padres lost yesterday. Obviously, you never want to go down 0-2, but are the Dodgers just too strong, or is Darvish going to give them a chance tonight, Scott, in this game?
I think he'll give him a chance, but man, the Dodgers have just owned this series. 36-16 the last three seasons, 15-5 now this year. They just own the Padres, so I don't know why a playoff game would be any different. I don't have the numbers for Kershaw, but I know he also has like phenomenal. He's like 16-2 or something goofy like that against the Padres as well. You lay it under 2-1 with LA, which is rare this year. You can even lay a run and a half, getting odds. I like the Dodgers. I thought the Dodgers would win this series. Kudos for the Padres to be able to beat the Mets, but I don't think they're beating LA. So I would go with the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's the one we talked about, too. Like, hey, Padres, get in as high as you can in that wild card race. Good luck with that. You're going to have to go through the Mets and also the Dodgers simultaneously. Huge upset there against the Mets. But now it's going to be a tough one to beat the Dodgers regardless of where you met up with them. But we'll see. Clayton Kershaw's had his struggles in the past in the playoffs, but seemingly put that to bed.
Yes, he has.
But, yeah, so Darvish coming into this, I expect a good pitching affair here. Do you expect a lower scoring game, I'm going to assume here? Or is this one, it's only 7. I mean, 3-3, you got yourself an automatic push. Are we looking at base hits in this game? Because you got 8 last night, got them real early, and the bullpens held on.
Yeah, they did. You know, with the bullpens being in full strength, I would expect a low scoring game again. You know, interesting little, which we'll get to here, I imagine, the strikeouts here, Donnie.
Yes, let's go. Yep.
Yeah. I have a pitcher. Mm-hmm. How should I spell this? Let me go to his log. A little pop quiz time.
Okay.
For you. All right. Let me go to this guy's log. This pitcher. Well, then there's only two. It's so you know it's either Darvish or Kershaw. But in his last starts, we'll throw out his last starts. 6 is a strikeout. 6.
Okay.
8, 7, 6. 9, 6, 6, 9, 5, 7, 11, 9, 9, 6, and 10.
Jeez.
And then 9 after that. What do you think his strikeout prop is for a guy who's had those strikeouts over his last 20 starts or so?
Yeah, you would have to figure that he's sitting around 7.5, right? Somewhere in that range?
You would think.
Yeah.
It's you, Darvish, and it's 5.5. He's 16
and plus money.
He's plus money. And there's two quickies here because I know we got a break coming up.
Yeah.
He's plus money. He was minus money last night. He was 5.5 minus 150 last night. I didn't put it in and I kicked myself. And now today he's 5.5 plus 120. He's had 4 starts versus the Dodgers, Donnie. 9, 5, 10, and 7. So 3 out of the 4 starts against the Dodgers this year, he's had 6 strikeouts or more. He's 16-2 last 18 starts, getting 6 strikeouts, and yet the line flipped from 5.5 minus big money to now 5.5 plus big money.
Things that make you go, something up here, something cooking out there on the West Coast. We'll dip in this game a little bit more and some interesting topics still to go in the NFL. This is Moneyline for a Wednesday. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, hour number 2, right here on the grid. It's Moneyline, Wednesdays with Wetzel, Donnie Wrightside, and Scott Wetzel here, 844-843-6879. Might as well get to the phones right now. Gary from Texas, who I believe was at the game yesterday and watched an absolute ball hit into orbit for an Astros victory. Is that true, Gary?
That is true. I mean, I will say, just garden variety for, you know, Jordan. I don't know if you noticed or not, but he proceeded to hit the wall twice before that home run. And he had a pretty good game. You know, we're pretty fired up about the, you know, the Astros and, you know, just garden variety. We expected that. But I was maybe going to call in. I was going to mention about, you know, Dak. You know, really nobody in Texas is a Houston Texans fan. Even though I lived around Houston, we were always Cowboys fans. But they've been talking around here, you know, in all the papers, whether you would have Dak and Cooper and so forth. But for this game, I believe because of most injuries, even if he can throw the ball, it might be good to have him out maybe one more week because he's liable to re-injure it and be gone for the season. All it takes is one shot to somebody's arm, a helmet, or a sack possibly, and hold your arm out, and you know maybe he didn't give it enough time to heal. And that happens with a lot of other injuries to where I don't want to say we want to punt on this game, but I don't know, Cooper Rush has never lost. So maybe we put him in there until he actually loses the game.
But you realize, Gary, you're not going to, more than likely, I know it's early on in the season, but as Donnie and I talked about, you're going to be basically three games back. You're not going to win the division. With Philadelphia's easy schedule, you lose, you're not winning that division. So it's not just one game. You're sacrificing, like, probably the division championship here if you lose this game. You're willing to take that on a guy who threw for 100 yards last week?
Well, you're right. The 100 yards, I mean, that was kind of shocking myself. But the Cowboys didn't force him into that. But the Cowboys' defense, you know, gave a lead to where the second half they were, you know, winning decently that he never really needed a pass. But, you know, what has Dak ever done? I mean, you know, up in Texas, we're always happy. Last year we did good. Then all of a sudden, you know, all he does is upset everybody. Every now and then he has a good game. You know, but I'm just, you know, hate to lose another one, but hopefully they would beat Philadelphia the next time. And Philadelphia is not going undefeated, and they'll probably lose a couple more. The Cowboys won't be, you know, undefeated either. It's just, I don't want to lose Dak for the rest of the year. And if he really can't throw it, I mean, you know, trust me, the newspapers are saying maybe never go back to Dak around here. You know, I mean, I don't think that's true.
Wow.
But I don't know. For some reason, he's never lost. And remember last year, he came in against Minnesota, and what were they like? 13-point underdogs at Minnesota, and they win.
Played well, too. Yeah. And he threw for a decent amount of yards.
Everybody else on the defense.
It's a good point to bring up, yeah.
I mean, everybody else has to work harder. You know, because they know, hey, you know, we're underdogs this game. Nothing's expected. Or, you know, we're going to have to pull the load. And, I mean, I'm not saying mentally behind it. Maybe the running game gets better just because of that.
Could be. We'll watch it play out. But I was like, if the quarterback is ready to go and you pay him that much money, Scott, he is going to go. It's almost like you just hold him out and say, hey, look, you actually didn't get your clearance yet. We know you're itching to get back, but you'll know a lot more. Practice reports are pretty open here. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you'll know if Dak has taken the majority of the first team snaps or not. If I had to guess right now, and I don't even care what the reports are coming out, just guesstimates, I probably would think he doesn't play in this game. I would be more shocked, Scott, if he does play in this one.
And not only that, you know, listen, you could win. It's a home game for Dallas, right, with Dak in there. But, you know, wouldn't it be just his bad luck? You know, Cooper Rush looks terrific. He goes 4-0. Everyone's talking about how great he is. But now Dak's ready. He's got to play, you know, a good, obviously, Eagles team. And they could, he could play well but still lose. And everyone's going to be all over, see, I told you so. It's Cooper Rush. You know, it's they might be wiser just to let Cooper Rush just suffer this loss and get this back up is the greatest thing in the world syndrome out of the Cowboy fans' head and make them realize that Dak is the better of the quarterback. And I'm not a big Dak Prescott fan. I'm not. But I don't think you're going to be able to win on a big-time level with Cooper Rush, right? I mean, we're not really going down that road,
no.
Are we?
That's what I like, though. I do appreciate it. Like, oh, Rush, look at that. He won again. Did you see the game? He threw for 100 yards. There's a scoop and score, a block punt. He wasn't the reason. It'd be different if it was like, whoa, did you see that 45-44? Rush throws a touchdown with 8 seconds to go for his 389th passing yard and fourth touchdown of the game. We can't sit this guy. He's red hot. You're not watching the Dallas Cowboys go, man, Rush is absolutely outrageous. He's doing exactly what a backup is supposed to do. Give you a chance to win. Don't blow the game, and we'll see what happens. And that's what they're going to get out of Cooper Rush at this point. So I agree with that. By the way, let's take a look at this, because this story is starting to get a little bit more traction now. And it happened not on the football field, just off the football field. Devontae Adams pushes a cameraman down. Now, we saw this stuff come out, the apology. I wonder what's going to happen out of this. Well, the NFL yesterday, through the tea leaves of the beat writers, they're reviewing this for a possible suspension. But at the same time, Kansas City police have charged Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams with assault. The man who Adams pushed cited whiplash, headache, and a possible concussion from his injuries. A court date has now been officially set, Scott, at November the 10th. Give me some thoughts on this.
That is amazing. Well, this guy, you know, and I love the quote afterwards from Josh McDaniel, who says, you know, Josh Adams, he's a good guy, or Devontae Adams, he's a good guy, and you know, blah, 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 and he really didn't mean it. Well, what do you mean he didn't mean it? He shoved the guy. He was in front of him, and he shoved the guy. What didn't he mean? He didn't mean to shove the guy? Is that what you're telling me? You know, he didn't mean the guy to go flailing to the ground? But I know it, Donnie. I knew it. I knew, just like I said last week when the guy got tackled by by the LA Rams player, what's his face, when he ran on the field. I said, you wait, Bobby that Wagner. Guy will file. Yeah, Bobby Wagner, right? You wait, that guy will file a lawsuit against Wagner and the Rams and the NFL and blah, blah, blah. And I said the same thing Monday. I said, you wait and see, this guy is going to file a lawsuit. Now, he's yet to file a lawsuit, but he did file charges. And I guess that's probably a precursor to a lawsuit. I'm sure he doesn't want Davante Adams in jail. He wants Davante Adams to open up his wallet. And he's going to have to. If they're going to file charges, he shoved them to the ground. He shouldn't have. It's silly. It's stupid. But that's 2022, man. This guy's, his opportunity, the golden goose, fell in his open lap. And he shoved me to the ground. I love the fact he went to the hospital and everything. I mean, like, come on.
Yes.
He went to the hospital.
Through a third party, too.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean,
like
you made
the Chiefs are like, do you want medical attention here? It's like, no. I got to call my own ambulance. I got to get to there, away from where I can set the story straight. You're right about that.
Yeah. So, but hey, listen, he's taking advantage of the system, and the system says, and he made it a point of like filing the charges before he even left the stadium. Like he got police involved, right? He knew right then. Wow, I have just hit a home run. Davante Adams just shoved me. How great is this?
And also from like the public view of it, too, because, we're human beings. We know when we make mistakes. Right. So let's just say if I didn't see him out of the corner of my eye, wasn't sure if it was a fan who was it. We bumped in. I pushed the guy back. You see Davante Adams like take that like 1 second pause and just keep it moving to the locker room. It would have been much different if they collided in that way. He pushes him and goes right over, picks him up, gives him a little bit of dap, tells him he's sorry, and goes in the locker room. It's probably different, but also like the embarrassment that the guy he gets pushed off. What just happened here a second ago? That was Davante Adams. Oh, isn't that the guy that just signed like a $150 million contract? Help me out over here. Help me out. Because you're still going to get a little bit of a check if it's like a backup running back, but it was Davante Adams. That guy's well. And also, if they reach out to Devontae's side and say, do you want to fly back to Kansas City, get in court? What do you say we settle this thing out? Just make it go away, and the NFL will be happy as well. Because what's the last thing the NFL wants to do? Have to cover a court date November 10th and push it back and suspensions get involved? Just settle this thing, and everybody, I think, will look the other way here.
Yeah, they're looking at maybe having to suspend this guy. He may have to miss a game because of this, which is just wacky. I really want to know real quickly what he was mad about. Is it that the Raiders lost? Is that the catch didn't count? Or that he ran into Hunter Renfro?
Yeah.
But he clearly was, like, over the top pissed off at something. That would be my opinion.
It was probably Hunter Renfro, too, because he I'm going to go make this player get a flag. We're going to win this game. And out of nowhere, he gets hit by Renfro. Maybe he thought it was Renfro coming back in and colliding with him before he hit the tunnel. You never know at that point. Come on back with us. We're having fun. It's hour number two of Moneyline on the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's have some fun. Right back at it on Moneyline on a Wednesday. It's Donnie Wrightside, Scott Wetzel. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. I got two topics I want to hit here, but first, just a quick update here on the Phillies and the Braves. How about this, Scott? They're going to have a weather meeting at 4 o'clock today, also to make a decision to start and stop if that's what's going to happen, or if they play today. So I guess we'll know a little bit more about that important weather meeting, and all the meteorologists get into the room and say, no, and they fight. 7:15 clearing, 6:40 clearing, who's going to win out? So something to keep an eye on if you're betting that game. Now, as we just talked about, some interesting news in the sporting world that doesn't actually take place on the court and just off it. And there's my allusion there alluding to off the court. Draymond Green looks like he's coming back. He's going to be fine, but not suspended by the Warriors. I need some thoughts on this here, because if you are Jordan Poole, that gets out. You got knocked out by your teammate. Now, he's very, like, hey, you know, some people might just say that's what happens in sports. But I got to tell you, if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm embarrassed. I'm hurt. I don't know how I can play on the basketball team if Draymond Green is going to be there, because no matter where I go, Scott, somebody is going to remind me of that, and who knows how my season turns out. If you're sitting behind the scenes, can he say anything he wants to the Golden State Warriors front office, like, I want to trade, and you're going to trade me to exactly the team I want, and you're not going to worry about compensation coming back, or I'm ready to press charges? Is there a monetary fee that I can charge you to get me back on this court, and will they just say yes? Talk to me about some thoughts on this, or what your thoughts are on the whole Draymond Green situation there at Golden State.
Yeah, think about that. Think about the Raiders situation where Adams just shoved the guy to the ground, and albeit he fell to the ground, but there's a charge filed with that. Meanwhile, Draymond just cold clocks Jordan Poole, right? I mean, now Poole did push him first, and you should be prepared. And if you're going to start a fight, you better be prepared to be in the fight. But he just got absolutely clobbered, right? And there's no no filing of charges there, but I'm sure he could have very easily. It's on tape. You know, Golden State doesn't look too good in this either, right? They tried to bury the story originally by saying, it really wasn't that big a deal. Then the tape comes out. They're more ticked off that the tape came out than they are the incident. And now, somehow or another, they're not even suspending Draymond. I mean, they're going to fine him. They've been fine him. The guy's got $200 million in the bank. What are you going to fine him? $10? That's going to worry him? That's a very weird situation. And to me, Jordan Poole has the bigger upside than Draymond. If I had to get rid of one of the two, I'm getting rid of Draymond. I've had it with his antics. So, I don't know. You hold this over Golden State and say, now if you want to re-sign me, now you're going to really have to max out on me?
Yeah.
Or do you just say, get me the heck out of here? But, you know, you say, get me the heck out of here, you're kind of spiting your nose, cut up your nose and spite your face, because you are leaving the best team in the NBA. You know, who really wants to do that? And your role is increasing more and more. So, I don't know. There's so much over there. They're so over the salary cap. They got to figure out what they're going to do. I'd like to have at least Golden State, somebody come out, Donnie, and tell me then, what was this punch all about? Was Poole being an idiot? Is it about the contract? Is it about playing time? Is it about, why? You don't just walk up to someone, a teammate especially, and punch him in the face without some real issues behind the scenes. And I haven't seen what that real issue is.
Yeah, and it would have been a little bit different, even if they fought in practice, right? A couple guys, how many times you see NBA fights during the season?
Right.
Swinging wildly, nobody makes contact. That happens, or a football fight. You got helmets on, you punch a couple guys in the ribs, and you punch them in the face mask. This was one of those where even if you were, forget about Draymond Green's perspective here, but if you're Jordan Poole, like, more than the punch landing, it's so embarrassing. Like, that's always going to be there on tape no matter where you go at that point. And that's really the issue I would have, is almost like the disrespect that you're supposed to be my teammate. Yeah, we're not going to get along, or, maybe you could have just tackled me, or, just tried to, punk me in mid. I understand that, but the fact that he basically just knocked him out and it got released, and the Warriors like, yeah, you know what, we'll find him a couple thousand, he'll be back here. And my favorite part is when you watch some, if you're looking at different shows or listening into what they have to say, like the Mad Dog was talking about today, maybe he should have just taken away like a 2 or 3 game suspension here where he would miss opening the ring ceremony. And they'll be like, you can't do that to Draymond Green. He earned that ring. And I'm like, this is exactly why Draymond Green just laid the guy out, knowing in the back of his mind, what are they going to do with me? Make me run steps? And also, I equated it last week, Scott, to let's just say this is the regular season. And also, Draymond Green is upset with LeBron James. They're in L.A. He knocks LeBron out on the court in L.A. Is he gone for 6 months and a $20 million fine? And you better hope that we're lucky enough to bring you back in this league next year? It's crazy how you can get away with this in a practice situation, but do it in a game? That's 30 games right there minimum.
Yeah, minimum. And what kind of naked pictures does Draymond Green have on the Golden State Warriors? I mean, really, you went and make the decision. Yeah. He cost them the NBA Finals because he decides to kick LeBron James in the gonads, right? Otherwise, they would have won that championship. He probably cost them another championship by running, Kevin Durant out of town. Clearly, he did not want to be there with Draymond there. And then now this situation, and he's not even, he's getting a slap on the wrist. I mean, what is so great about Draymond? Didn't Draymond show his true colors when all these guys were out and the team stunk? He wasn't able to upgrade his game and carry the team at all. I mean, he's a nice player. He's one of those guys you want to have on your team. I get that because of all the dirty work that he does, the good dirty work, but not to this point. I mean, he's been nothing but a pain in the ass. He didn't get along with Steve Kerr, cost him the championship, runs Durant out of town. I mean, I don't get it. Yet the guy's still on the team. Strange.
He also, here's a from yesterday, I believe, a beat reporter. Kerr said Steph Curry's been working hard behind the scenes, and Jordan Poole and Draymond Green got together and had a great discussion that will help the team move forward. It's so much different.
That doesn't happen. You had a hard block in practice.
You know, you had a hard pick. Like, you tried to fight through. I don't know if I could, like, again, like a team, like, and also this goes to show you, Scott, like the difference between like the real world working place and professional sports. You show up and it's you and Joe Ranieri side by side. You go to a break, you punch Joe Ranieri. Hey, all right, just take a show off, Scott, and then get back on. Like, no, you'd be fired and removed off the preface immediately. But since it's professional sports, that's what guys will do at practice here and in a work environment. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and guys don't make up like that. You know, when you're at the point where you're sucker punching a guy in the face like
that. The worst. That's the most embarrassing thing to do to a guy, right, is knock him out or sucker punch him, yes.
Yeah, you don't just, like, talk things out. No, there's real reasons behind that punch, and the guy that got sucker punched and knocked out, he's not just willing to say, okay, bygones be bygone. No way. No way. Yeah. So
it's almost like they set something up for later in the season. Like, all right, here's how it's going to go down. After a game, like in L.A., we're going to fly to Vegas. We're all going to get really drunk out there. But you don't get so drunk. Just beat me to a pulp on camera, and we will call this even and every. Even. You see what I mean? Like, it's like, is that the length that you have to go to? Like, look, beat me up on camera somewhere. I'll take the beating, and I'll just my nose is bloody, and, oh, man, he got me good out there. He did. And that's where we're calling even?
Yeah, I got to contact a TMZ. I'll make sure that they're there, and it'll take some pictures, and then that'll be the end. That'll be the real even mark.
Or they get that behind the scenes, like, you know, sources. Like, they went in the locker room, there's a lot of yelling and screaming. All I'm going to say is Draymond was laid out on the floor when it was all said and done. And then, you know, you take those fake pictures and, like, oh, look, Draymond's on the ground here. Like, all right, guys, did that make up for it? Yep, we did. Release that out to TMZ that there was a huge melee in the locker room and Jordan Poole got revenge. Now we can move forward.
Yeah. What a joke. And this is another knock on Steve Kerr. You know, where's the great Steve Kerr? Why is Steph Curry responsible for bringing these guys together? You know, Steve Kerr's the head coach. He's a former player. He's been involved in some of these things, I'm sure, somewhere down the line, right? He had to deal with Jordan and then all the other goofiness with the Chicago Bulls. Why is he deferring to a basketball player versus being the head coach like he's supposed to be?
Now, Draymond's been known to get a lot of technicals, fly off the handle. That's his, like, M.O. I'm the OG of, like, the NBA, and I'm the protector here of this franchise. Is this going to play into the regular season? I'm not even talking about, Scott, from, like, a Golden State Warriors perspective. I'm talking about now he talks back to referees, which seemingly he gets away with way more than anybody else in the game. He gets a foul called on him. He berates the ref for, like, 30 minutes in between the foul shots and goes up and down the court and still gives it to him and doesn't seem like he's throwing it. It's almost like they dare him. Like, you already gave me one tech. You know, way you're giving me a second one, so I'm going to have my day here. Do you think that bleeds into it? More foul calls, more hard foul calls, you know, grade twos or whatever they call them here. When you escalate those fouls, does that bleed into the regular season, or is this just, hey, a one and done forgotten about here, and that's a team issue, not an NBA issue?
No, it might. It's not a bad thought, Don. You know, especially if you're, like, kind of borderline. If you're an official and you put up with some of his nonsense, like you said, but you have no good feelings, bad feelings, but you're like, and then you see this video, and then it, like, dawns on you, you know what, this guy's a jackass. This guy's a jerk. I'm not putting up his crap anymore this year. You might get a lot more technical fouls on Draymond with these officials just saying, you know what, I'm not putting up with it because you just showed your true colors there. Hard to defend that, so I can see that. Yeah.
A guy also that I know he is important to that team because he sets the tone, he plays great defense, sets a lot of picks up top, but let's be real about it. That's the thing, you know, Charles Barkley would put it, the triple singles out here. If you traded him for a light contract and got it back, they might even be a better team out there in Golden State at this point. So we'll see how also he is affected because I know he's out there in social media running his own podcast. I bet he has he had a podcast since then? Because I'm pretty sure if he did, that would have made national highlights across, you know, every single network here. So we're waiting on Draymond Green because we saw him say, I'm embarrassed, I'm going to step away, which, again, they're trying to play it off too as the Golden State Warriors. Like, hey, look, he took it upon himself. He suspended himself. Sure he did at that point. It's probably, hey, Draymond, you better get out of here before we really do something. Okay. I'll take a couple days off, relax, and I'll be back. And no suspensions out there for the Golden State Warriors star here. Hey, the price of winning, Scott.
Yeah.
No.
You going to re-sign him next year?
No, I don't think so.
You let him
what
walk?
Is it, a sign and trade for that guy? You know what I mean? It's move on from him or see what happens. You can't. Is this one of those guys? Because he expects to, like, in his own mind, He's a super max player. Exactly. Right. You're going to pay me just like everybody else. And notice on the Warriors, they paid a lot of guys a lot of money. And Draymond Green should already be wrapped up with big money, and he's not. Certainly there's a reason for that. Maybe a guy that punches players in practice is one of those reasons. We'll come right back after the break. One long segment to go here, and we're going to talk about some price points here in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
20 on the clock. And so we're out of here on Moneyline, hour number two, flying through. Standing right at Scott Wetzel. Wednesdays with Wetzel, right here in the afternoon, having some fun talking about some Major League Baseball games coming up. And also, keep in mind the Philadelphia Phillies maybe push back a little bit here with some weather coming into the area. And just to double down on weather, they're showing a screenshot here from the Bronx. And it's beautiful as they work out today, because the game tonight, no, there's no game tonight. And tomorrow, there is rain in the forecast. So something about the baseball God saying, yeah, you want to schedule this way? We're certainly going to put a damper on that. But taking a look at some odds, there are obviously four series that are underway right now, and we're going to take a look at some of those odds here. The Mariners and the Astros, these are all heavy favorites here, specifically the teams that are favored to win the series coming in and winning a game, minus 460 on the Astros, the Mariners at a plus 360 price. If you're looking at the Yankees, who again won yesterday, also a minus 420 price, the Guardians coming in at a plus 330, the Philadelphia Phillies, who were underdogs coming into the series versus the Braves, game one winner, they're minus 140 now to the Braves, plus 120, and the Padres, a plus 370 to the Dodgers, minus 480 price here. Are there any underdogs that you look at now that you feel you would take a swing at? Now, obviously, the easiest one is probably going to be the Braves, which most people, Scott, also had. Maybe the underdog that was going to win a series would have been the Philadelphia Phillies. Anything that piques your attention where you say, you know what? This team might steal game two, and I'm getting a pretty good price on that series if they do so.
Yeah, right. And then you got to figure the road team is still kind of playing with house money. You know, ideally you want to go in and you want to win both games. But, you know, realistically, if you take one of the first two, then you can go back home and clinch it. So all these the teams that are losing, you know, whether it's San Diego, Cleveland, or Seattle, they're all still in a halfway decent spot here, all things considered. I still think the Guardians can beat the Stanks. You know, get plus 330. All right, you lost last night, but you didn't get rolled Biebs. Over. You know,
Biebs is on the mound.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take anyone on the mound. I think I bet teams more than I do starting pitchers. And you were able to survive last night. I can't believe Franco. Now they ended up losing 4-1 anyway, so they didn't score again. Mm-hmm. But I was very surprised that he left Quantrill in the game to face a left-handed hitter in that seventh inning when he hit the two-run homer, or sixth inning. That was really kind of weird. It really reached his pitch count, 80 plus pitches. To leave a righty in there to face that was kind of strange. So anyway, but I think Cleveland. I think Cleveland's live. And listen, even Seattle, they swept Toronto. They should have won against Houston. I think even the Mariners at plus 360 isn't that big a deal. I'd stay away from the Padres. And believe it or not, I'm going to stay away from the Braves. I don't like the look of those lines, whether it's game two tonight or getting the odds plus 120, even though they're down just one love. Something tells me that Philadelphia Phillies team's going to win that series. So, but I'd take a stab on Cleveland and Seattle.
Also, it says it has begun to rain in Atlanta. Game two is scheduled for a 4:30 start. Highly doubtful it starts on time, so it might be a little bit longer night in Philadelphia than we had anticipated. Go ahead.
Would they, Donnie? Sorry. I wonder if they say, listen, it's going to take 3-4 hours, but it will clear tonight. But we're going to have to start this thing at 8:30, so we're going to have to go head-to-head. Would they start at 8:30 head-to-head with the Dodgers, or would they push it off to tomorrow afternoon?
It's a great – you know what? It's funny you bring up that point, too, because if this was true baseball, they want to play this game at all costs tonight, right? Because they have the day off. They're going to fly back, switch cities. It's easier to do that. But it's kind of funny where Major League Baseball would step in and do one of those, well, in the best interest of baseball, this is our game that we have, the marquee at 8:30. We don't want to double up. How crazy does that sound? But no doubt doubt about it, there is talks in the room, not in the room between the like the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies managers and stuff. Like, hey, what do you think we're going to do tonight? The upper level of Major League Baseball going, for dollars and cents, we don't want this competing. This is why we only pick two games out to have them both on. And I'm sure our partners who have these games, whether it's Fox, TBS, or ESPN, they don't want this to happen. Oh, yeah, canceled game, we'll play it tomorrow. How wild is that? Like, you're worried about the money as opposed to what should happen.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, I don't doubt they're saying, hey, listen, nothing for nothing, guys, but we can get two games now in primetime. You know, we're starting this Dodgers-Padres game at 8:30 for some reason or another, which I still don't understand why. We'll just push that back to 9:30 like it started on Monday or Tuesday night. You know, last night they started at 9:30. Yep. Tonight it's 8:30. So we'll just push them to 9:30. We'll start Phillies and Atlanta at 7 o'clock. We'll overlap maybe a half hour or so, maybe an hour. But we got two games now in prime time instead of, you know, throwaway game at 4:30 in the afternoon. Who's watching that? They might be even saying that, too.
It'd be funny, too, because, you know, talking about the money, it's like, oh, it's raining out there. And Rob Manfred goes, hey, guys, it's not raining that bad out there. Don't you think you can give it a go out here and get this game in before 8:37? I mean, just putting everybody in bad spots just to get this game underway. Now, if we look at the four games today, I think we could probably agree. Let's just take out the Phillies and the Braves series here. And we'll go with San Diego versus the Dodgers, as well as Seattle, Houston, Cleveland, and the New York Yankees. Even though you're down 1-0 in the series, the reason being is because you had to play three games already, or at least two games where you had to burn your best starter. They're coming back around. If you want to look at like an underdog upset, like Darvish isn't a bad guy to have on the mound. Luis Castillo for Seattle as well. Shane Bieber here for Cleveland. If I had to give you one of those three pitchers in those games, who do you think gives their team the best shot to win going up against? Because again, Cortez is a good pitcher, not that ace level that's proven to do it. Valdez is a very good pitcher. Castillo is a pretty good pitcher as well. Darvish has been an ace and a Cy Young. Same thing with Clayton Kershaw. Who do you think would give you the best chance there out of the underdog pitchers, Darvish, Castillo, or Bieber tomorrow and tonight?
All right, forgetting about who they're facing, just
yes,
the
correct
pitchers.
Yes, okay. Who you want out there?
Right. I would go with, you know, Castillo's only been a 500 pitcher, believe it or not, since they've acquired him. He's pitched fairly well, but if you look at the Mariners' record, they're only like 500, literally. So I'll go with Bieber, believe it or not.
Me
I don't
too.
Like the matchup with the Dodgers, but I'll take Shane Bieber. You know, he was great his last time out, albeit against Tampa Bay. You know, and yeah, Bieber with the Guardians would be the one.
By the way, hockey talk. I don't get into much hockey talk, but we got a large card tonight, Scott. Do you do hockey? And if you do, anything that piques your attention tonight on the ice?
You know, there's some monster odds tonight. It's really weird.
Is.
They're making
it Avalanche. Come on.
Look at that. I mean, game number one, and they're minus 420. I mean, yes, they are good. They're the defending champs, and Chicago might be the worst team in hockey, but still, opening night, when you know you're going to get a great effort out of Chicago, they may lose 10-0, but they're not coming into this one hungover or, you know, had a game last night. Or this is the third game in 4 days. I mean, you know, they're going to be sky high to start the season as well as anybody. So I'll stay away from the monster odds. I do like Anaheim later on tonight, minus 120 against Seattle. The Kraken team was awful. People bought into the Vegas team and what they did a few years
back.
That's
an anomaly.
First year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that just is not normal. You're right. It is just not normal. And I think it's their point spread jumped from 60, what they finished with last year, to 81 for an over-under.
Wow.
I mean, that's 21 points is a monster jump. And I I'm a bet against Seattle team. So I would like Anaheim tonight, minus the 120.
The monster in the crack. And by the way, how about this? Odds booth that just popped up here in the FanDuel Sportsbook for tonight's baseball game between the Dodgers and the Padres. Yu Darvish and Clayton Kershaw to combine for 10 or more strikeouts was a minus 160. Now it's a plus 100. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I know it's priced differently in the playoffs. You brought up some statistics going, now, wait a second. This guy looks like he averages 9 Ks a game. It's 5.5 at plus money. Like, what gives at this point here? And maybe there is something to it, but if this is a normal, as I like to say, Tuesday night in August, you might get one or both of those guys to throw 10 themselves. And I guess, is the approach different at the plate where no longer we're putting launch angle in on two strikes and saying, I don't care, I'm swinging as hard as I can on two strikes, because 5-5 is the average. And you don't even need 5-5. You have one guy get 8, the other guy get 2. It just seems like if both of these pitchers make it to the fifth inning, There's a legitimate chance you take that down. That's just if they get to the fifth inning.
Yeah, that's not bad. That isn't bad. It really isn't. So I would do that. I think the thinking is that these guys won't, you know, they won't stay out there as long as they normally would. But you're talking about both aces now, in essence, you know, for the Dodgers with Kershaw. So you would think these guys would get the benefit of the doubt. Pitchers number 3 and 4 in your rotation, probably not. But, you know, with Darvish and Kershaw, you're right. Both are more than capable of getting 10 bold by themselves, let alone, you know, between the two. And both teams strike out a normal percentage of the time. You know, no one's better than worse. So that is kind of nice. I like that. They had one last night, Donnie, where it was just like, wow. And I'm not even a Yankee fan, and I played into it. It was Cole to get 6 strikeouts and the Yankees win.
Oh.
Went from even money to 2-1.
Wow. I'm like, you know what? I didn't think I even saw that. Yeah, that's a miss on my part at that point. What did I have yesterday? Oh, I actually had the I thought I had an easy one in my back pocket, too. It was plus 100 for Verlander to get 6 strikeouts yesterday, boosted from like a minus 180. I'm like, I like this. And I'm watching. I take the dog out for a walk, so I come back. I say, hold on now. Verlander's getting lit up here? This should be him whipping through 3 strikeouts in the first inning alone, and I knew I was in trouble. But I do like some of these boosts. And in the playoffs, it seems like you get superstars at much reduced price, but that was a good one last night on Cole, because you figured if the Yankees won, he would have been a big deal doing it, and certainly strikeouts, end up getting 8 strikeouts, which JP, I think, took the, was it 6.5 yesterday for the game itself?
Yeah, 6.5. Yeah.
Yeah, so he took that one and took that one down, but I think I'm definitely going to be in on that Darvish Kershaw. Segment's running out here, but after this, as you guys know, before we get out of here, we'd like to give out some picks. I have another hitter prop parlay that I want to get in on, but I want to ask Scott this question. If he could go into the future, let's just say 2 years, it's in-play sports tonight, and normally you're looking at hockey tonight, maybe a little like preseason basketball, maybe going over the NFL card this weekend. What is the excitement here that I keep seeing where professional players are investing in pickleball what is this? I mean, help me out here, Scott. Help me out on this one.
I am not betting on pickleball. No, I'll bet on 2 cockroaches crossing the road. I will. I'm not betting on pickleball. Have you ever seen that? It's like, if this is the one I'm thinking of, there's this cushion in the middle and you slam the ball against the cushion, or it's the miniature
it's not that one.
So it's the miniature tennis it's the miniature tennis court. You ever see that one? They got this you know, like jumping thing, and you got to slam the ball against that, and there's like 2 on each side. I'll bet on tennis. I like tennis, but I'm not betting on that goofy ball.
Like, smart people are getting involved in this, and it's, oh, next year the prize money is going to rise to $2 million. But what is it? It's hard enough to get people to watch actual, like, championship, you know, world-class tennis, and now you're going to tell me I need to tune in to pickleball and why I'm going to like it. And also, who is selling the athletes? Hey, look, this is the next biggest thing, where I understand people like 55 and older are starting to pick up and enjoy pickleball, but I was always under the impression that in the NBA, when they say, hey, our ratings are down, but 18 to 35 were the best out there, and that's what matters. So now, are we catering to the 55 and older crowd? I don't like tennis, and I can't imagine tuning in to see 2 people I never heard of before play pickleball.
Yeah, and if you've ever watched it, they just stand there and they just like tap the ball across the net. No one's hitting it hard. It's funny if you're too lazy and you can't play tennis. That's what it is. You just get to stand. I mean, these guys clearly have too much money. I'll take, you know, any other sport. You want to give me an Olympic sport? You want to give me curling? Okay, but this pickleball? No. I
investors, they be like, Brady and Kleister's teaming up to get a pick. And how do they even get together? They picked up the phone one week and say, you know what, Giselle's out of town. Hey, Kim, what do you say we get together and get this pickleball team going? Sounds good. Send me a check. I mean, I don't even know how that goes down here. But also, official word, the start of the Phillies-Braves game will be delayed Wednesday night due to inclement weather. We're coming up next. 1 segment to go. We like to give out picks. We're going to give out some winners today and have some fun. This is the afternoon on Sports Grid, and it's Moneyline, Scott and Donnie. We will be right back after these words. Come on back. Let's get some W's out here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day right here on Moneyline in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Donnie Wrightside and Scott Wetzel. It's time to pick out some plays that we think will make you some money. Well, being a Philadelphia Phillies fan, I will cheer on them tonight. I will hope they win and take a 2-0 series lead back to Philadelphia. But sometimes you like the green a little bit more than the actual team laundry that you have. Now, said that, I will be cheering on the Phillies, and these two things can happen, Scott. I took a same game hitter prop parlay here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Matt Olson and Marcell Ozuna each to record a base hit tonight at a plus 152 price. Good numbers against right-handed pitching for both of them coming down the stretch in the month of September. Now, Wheeler's a very good pitcher. I get it. I just think this makes sense. Hit one yesterday. I want to continue the good vibes today. JP, let the people know again where you're going this Saturday early in college football.
Yep, I'm happy to take the under in that Penn State-Michigan game right now.
Unders are the way to go. And Scott, today, the board is yours. NHL, we got college football, we got Major League Baseball. Where are we at tonight?
Let me throw it first. I've got an email here from Jeff who says, be careful about the Dodgers tonight. Hall of Fame old pitchers, things happen in three. Scherzer, Verlander, is Kershaw next? Interesting thought. Maybe, but I still like the Dodgers, and I'm still going to play them minus a run and a half. And I'm going to bite on a couple of things, even though I know going in are sucker bets. Give me Atlanta, minus the 140, and in a darn near must-win situation, and I'm going to go with the over. Yu Darvish 5.5, 16-2, getting 6 strikeouts his last 18 starts. He's had 5, 9, 10, and 7 in his 4 starts against LA. It looks too easy, I know that, but we're going to go there, and we're going to go Wheeler 7 strikeouts adjusted line, Darvish 7 strikeouts adjusted line, pays 11-1.
How about that? We are in and involved tonight. And I got to say this, Scott, you better get in. You better get involved tonight, because if you're looking for a lot of fun to bet and say, I'm holding out for Thursday night football, I love the NFL. My goodness, you might be asleep by the end of the first quarter by saying, why hasn't anybody scored yet? There's only been one first down. There's been a combined 7 punts. Get ready. It could happen. But tonight, we're looking at Major League Baseball and cashing in, and a lot of fun to be had. Tomorrow, it's Thursday. Yes, football will be on. We will be right back here on SiriusXM Channel 159 for another edition of Moneyline. For Scott, Donnie, and JP, we're out of here. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.